Can you all hear me?
I'll just talk a little louder then.
Yeah, it's not a mic, it's just
translation. Okay. Thank you. My name is John Kluge. I'm the founder and managing director of the Refugee Investment Network. We're very pleased to be here and appreciate the time on the floor. I'd like to thank the esteemed panelists here. The fact that you all are here and doing this work is evidence that financial services in this field is making progress. Having said that, as you all know, the private sector, meaning both the business community and the capital community, are critical to bridging the humanitarian development divide and can be catalytic partners in addressing root causes of displacement, improving humanitarian response capacity, and accelerating the economic integration of displaced people. Yet I think that we would all agree we could see a little bit more deployment and action from the private investment community. Investors often need support in understanding policy and enabling environments, finding and structuring deals that support refugees and host communities, and working in partnership with governments and multilateral organizations. It is for this reason that we created the Refugee Investment Network, which is a global nonprofit intermediary working to mobilize private investment and capital and blended finance to support refugee-led, refugee-supporting ventures, lending services, financial instruments, and funds that support all of the above. We've only been operating for 18 months, but one of the things that was very important was that investors from the private market, beyond just financial service providers, had a framework with which to source, qualify, and validate deals that would support displaced communities. That's why we've introduced the Refugee Investment Lens, which has six different categories of deals, also creates a common language that the investment community can adapt. We've also realized that people need very concrete implementation plans. We cannot have a robust and growing marketplace if we're only talking about investment through financial services at a micro level or at an SME level or at a large firm or large ticket size level. We actually need all of that. We need to diversify the capital community who's here at the table and the diversification of the deals so that we have a fully functioning marketplace. Which brings me to my last point. Today, 18 months into our work, we're advising over $455 million in new funds designed to support refugees and their host communities. That work is an indicator that there is sufficient deal flow. We wouldn't be doing that if we didn't see a pipeline there. The perception that many investors have that there is not a viable pipeline or is there's insufficient deal flow is a myth and is a lazy excuse for not doing your jobs as investors. And frankly, if you are not deploying capital today, you are, in my mind, in breach of your fiduciary responsibility, and you are jeopardizing the lives of millions of people around the world, as well as the reputation of the private sector as a key partner here in this work. So if you are not willing to do the work of improving the structures or reducing or sharing the risk of the deals that you're looking at and they don't fit your needs, then at least invest in supporting organizations and individuals that can go out and do that work for you, or get out of the way.